making a difference from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music and the clear message that salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're tuned to the Sunday, August 19th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, over 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, here at 7 a.m. on this Sounds of Praise Ministry, as we feature the music of the late Aretha, the gospel music of the late Aretha Franklin and the late Reverend James Cleveland, along with the Southern California Community Choir and various guests as well. And on this last set, we heard Aretha Franklin with Never Grow Old. Aretha Franklin followed again with There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood. Then we heard Aretha with You'll Never Walk Alone. And we conclude the set with Precious Lord, Take My Hand, and You Got a Friend. 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m., and our phone number, we are taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish, is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we're planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to praise God with you. I pray for you. I pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone and give me a call so we can get all your information and get ready for our United Prayer and Praise Ministry. Here's Aretha Franklin again with the late Reverend James Cleveland, and this is Precious Memories here on Sounds of Praise.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7:15 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial. WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. This is the Sunday, August the 19th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise on our new United Prayer and Praise Ministry. Just a different name. We're going to continue to pray and praise God. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, the number to call 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we have before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. And here, leading us into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry, United Prayer and Praise Ministry, this is Reverend James Cleveland and the Lord's and the Caravans and the Lord's Prayer.
Father, who art in heaven, wonder how many times have you been in a situation where you wanted to fight back? You know you were right, but you didn't want to just go off on the deep end. So you just stood back, and sometimes folk thought you were afraid because you didn't say nothing. But we got on our knees and told God about it. And some way, somehow, God made a way. If
7:26 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of our ministry. And we are praying with the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association, the parent organization of Sounds of Praise, for how actually praising God, I guess we should say. But we're also praising and praying that God will continue to open doors and make ways and continue to lead, guide, and direct, and that we will faithfully follow His direction as He seems to be leading us to even greater areas of ministry. And we pray that we'll be a blessing in His sight as we continue to put our faith and our trust in Him. The Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, praising God for His direction, leading, and guidance. We're praying for the Aretha Franklin family in their time of loss. Pray that God will guide them during these difficult times. I understand there are going to be major services held, I guess. I think 2 days of service, I understand. I don't have all the details, but there are a lot of things going on, obviously, in this time. And we're praying that God's going to minister in those situations and provide His benefits and blessings, and especially His salvation to those who are in need, so that the whole opportunity to glorify Him will be presented and many might be blessed and won into the kingdom through this time of loss for the Franklin family. May God bring them through victoriously in these days. We are praying and praising God for Autumn Frances Ames, who was born, I believe, either late last night or early today. She was 7 pounds. And we're praising God for her parents and friends, and thanking God for a safe delivery. And may her life be a tremendous blessing in the sight of Almighty God as she's raised to know Him and to serve Him in spirit and in truth. Autumn Frances Ames, 7 pounds, who was born either late last night or early this morning. And we're praying for Michelle of Medford. Now, Michelle is still trusting God for her back and for her eyes and for deliverance from smoking. We know there's nothing too hard for her, for God, if she continues to put her faith and her trust in Him. He's able to do what medicine and science can't accomplish. And so we're thanking God in advance for how He's going to work in the life of His special servant, Michelle of Medford. Let's look to God in prayer and in praise. Father, we thank You. We praise You. We exalt Your name today because You are good, and beside You there is none other. You are our help in time of need when things seem dark and we cannot find our way. You are there to lead, guide, and direct us. And we thank You, Lord, for how You are working in the behalf of the Christian Challenge Ministry, how You are guiding us and directing us in the various ways You would have us to go. You're opening doors and making ways. And our faith and our trust in You is growing stronger each and every day. And we pray, Lord, You continue to move in our behalf and use us for Your honor, for Your glory, and for Your praise, so that many might be won into the kingdom, and many who know You might be strengthened and encouraged to go ever onward and forward in You. And may the power of Your Spirit make us mighty vessels through whom Your light might shine, so many might come to see the goodness of the Lord while there is yet day. And we praise You for all You're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praying for the Aretha Franklin family. Father, in their time of loss, we pray, oh God, You would unite them in You. May the reality of Your presence just flood their lives, overshadow them, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. All the various services and things that are going to be held, Lord, in her behalf, Lord, may they flow smoothly. May they be a testimony of the reality of Your presence. And may many look to You and turn their faith to You, meaning, oh, realizing, oh Lord, that You're the hope, You're the God of their salvation. And may her final memories be a source of benefit and blessing to many. And as Your name is uplifted, glorified, and praised, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Autumn Frances Ames, who was born recently, either late last night or early this morning, we pray, oh Lord, You continue to minister in her life as this young child, and her parents, Lord, the family and friends. May she be strengthened and and blessed by you, so her life might be a testament of the wondrous things that you're able to accomplish in the lives of those who put their faith and trust in you. We pray, O Lord, that she'll be able to return home safely in the very near future, and that her life, O Lord, might be a symbol of what can be accomplished in the lives of those who put their faith and trust in you, yield themselves totally to you and to your control. And may many be won into the kingdom, and may your name be uplifted and glorified and praised through her life, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, who's still trusting you, Lord, for her back and for her eyes and for smoke and deliverance from smoking, Father, we pray, O God, that you would work powerfully in her life. May the presence of the Holy Spirit minister in her life right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you would accomplish what the medicine and science and doctors can accomplish. May it be accomplished, and may she be a tremendous testimony of all you're going to do in the lives of those who put their faith and trust in you. May her testimony point others to the truth of your presence, and may your name be glorified and uplifted and praised in the days which are ahead because of all the wondrous works you're going to accomplish in and through her life, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. It's 7:32 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158, or you may write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as I get your information, I'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. That phone number again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158, or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B at Verizon.net. That's Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown at Verizon.net. And okay, or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156, and we begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. Okay, 7:34 here on WMFO in Metro. Hopefully you're enjoying the program today. Went back in the archives and brought out the music that we had by the gospel music that we had by Aretha Franklin and the late Reverend James Cleveland. And let's see. On this last set, we heard Aretha Franklin with Precious Memories. And she was, and then she came back with How I Got Over. Then we heard the late Reverend James Cleveland, The Caravans, with the Lord's Prayer. And followed by Reverend James Cleveland and the choir with Victory Shall Be Mine. 7:35, it's Sounds of Praise time. And again, our phone number, we aren't taking requests today, but we'll be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish, is 1-800-915-1-855-915-9636, 1-855-915-9636, or 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's see what we have coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. So many things going on here. I've lost track of where we should be. Okay, here we go. Aretha Franklin from the album Amazing Grace, and this is Climbing Higher Mountains here on Sounds of Praise.
Next song needs no introduction. The other day in rehearsal, Aretha began to sing it. And she got to the part that says, through many dangers. And I looked over at her and saw the tears rolling out of her eyes. Because never did we think, I think 20 years ago, that God would do great things for us. And it wasn't because we were anybody important, but it's just because God's been merciful. Get a witness here tonight. Mm-hmm.
the sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7:54, time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, but not before we give you out there who've never given your life to Christ an opportunity to receive Him as your personal Lord and Savior. I'm going to pray a prayer, and if you repeat these words after me to God, He will bring about His salvation gift in your life. It's that simple, because Jesus paid the price so that all we need to do is put our faith and trust in Him, give our life to Him, so that He might be able to lead us through this life and into the life that is to come. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I heard the music, I heard the message and the testimony of your salvation, your provision, your protection, your blessings to those who will put their faith and trust in you. And I'm coming this day recognizing my need to yield myself to you and to your control, asking you to forgive me of all my past sin and strengthen me by your word and through your Holy Spirit to live a life that will be pleasing in your sight, yielded and surrendered to you so you might use me for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise. I thank you for the benefits and the blessings that come through the resurrection of Jesus Christ the Lord, and through the sending of the Holy Spirit into the world, and by your provision for me, I know I can live a life that you will empower to be pleasing in your sight and a blessing to others. And I thank you for this privilege in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God will do it. And if you've done it, or when you do that, I want to know about it so we can send you some material to help you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. You can receive it by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, VB@Verizon.net, and we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. Or you can call our office phone. Nobody there right now, but you can leave a message, 781-648-5158. Just say, I gave my life to Christ, and I want you to send me that material, and we'll send it out to you, like I said, with no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. Although you need to let God direct you as to what church you should become involved in so you can continue to grow in Him. We're not going to be coming to your house unannounced. We're not going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That address is Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can call our office phone number, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB@Verizon.net. Like I said, as soon as we get your information, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. God bless. And we'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 5 a.m. with more new music and top hits of the year 2018. Hopefully you enjoyed today's program. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. We pray it's going to be a continued blessing in your life this day as well as in the days which are ahead. Yourself in the arms of Jesus.
in the arms of Jesus. Yeah. Southern California choir.